Jordan's next in the Muslim Brotherhood hit list. Egypt's Christians issued a national call to prayer, and a ministry is helping kids to rise up and walk. We'll tell you how on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. It appears the Muslim Brotherhood has set its sights on Jordan. Debka File, a credible news source in the region, claims Jordan's Muslim Brotherhood is threatening Jordan's King Abdullah with an Arab Spring if he doesn't consent to transforming that nation into a constitutional monarchy. E3 Partners Tom Doyle says Israel could be surrounded.
Lebanon, which Hezbollah has now, Syria, which is in a civil war, but always ready to go to war against Israel, and then Egypt to the south, and even in southern Israel, Hamas controlling Gaza, the only missing piece of the puzzle is Jordan.
Does Doyle think the possible changes will affect E3's work?
If Jordan goes very fundamental Islamic, it's going to accelerate the work of the church, because most people are going to hate the changes that come to Jordan, which has been a relatively free country.
This is just part of the story. Listen to the complete interview at missionnetworknews.org. Next, Islamic militants have chased Egyptian Christians from their homes in the Sinai Peninsula. Persecution's on the rise. The president's making statements that leave Christians in doubt as to their future in the country. Open Door spokesman Jerry Dykstra says the Coptic Christians feel vulnerable, more so because they have no pope.
They look up to their pope as a spiritual leader, but also as one who have a voice for the voiceless.
Pope Shenouda III died in March, and it looks like it'll be December before a new one's chosen. In the meantime,
this is why they call for a time of prayer and fasting, and they've asked us in the West to pray for them also during October 1 through 3.
The future for Christians in Egypt is uncertain.
Only 6 months ago, Morsi said that the Coptic Christian population should convert, pay tribute, or leave the country.
Open Doors helps them move the gospel forward. Pray for unity, wisdom, and boldness. We have more specific prayer needs at missionnetworknews.org. This is Mission Network News. We turn next to the Ivory Coast. If you understood that, you'd probably be a member of the Way Tribe. It's a portion of John 3:16, and Faith Comes by Hearing is releasing an audio Bible in this language this month. In the 40th year of providing access to God's Word to every nation, they're marking 674 languages. There's more at our website. Meanwhile, crates full of Christian resources from Christian Resources International will soon reach believers in South Africa and India.
We've sent out in the last 2 weeks over $700,000 in free Bibles and Christian teaching tools.
CRI's Jason Wolford says some resources went to a prison ministry in South Africa.
A lot of the prisoners there are excited to be able to read because their prisons are not like ours.
A Christmas crate is scheduled to go to Hong Kong in 3 weeks. These resources are desperately needed, but it costs over $10,000 to send a crate. A little of your help can go a long way.
The great thing is somebody can, as we say, become a book missionary.
Pray for funding to support this next delivery. If you're in Michigan next month, you might want to check this out.
Matthew West is partnering with Christian Resources International to do a great night of music and stories and ministry.
Those two concerts are this week. We have the details at missionnetworknews.org. And festival goers are helping 15 kids with club foot rise up and walk. Cure International spoke to over 10,000 people at the two-day Uprise Festival in Pennsylvania. They shared their mission and introduced crowds to a boy whose condition was healed through surgery. By the end of the concert, Cure had enough funding to give 15 kids the surgery they need. Visit missionnetworknews.org to see how Cure proclaims the gospel and heals children worldwide. Mission Network News is a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. With all the bad news in the Muslim world, have you heard the good news? Moderate Muslims are coming to Christ. As you support Mission Network News, I'll send you a copy of Tom Doyle's new book called Dreams and Visions. Is Jesus Awakening the Muslim World? 25 Miraculous Stories of Muslims Turning to Christ. Get your copy when you click on the Dreams and Visions link at missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.